Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. Okay, out of all the states in the union, which one is the state of slim? Go for it.
Colorado.
Oh, come on. You knew that. You're supposed to just like play with me here for 5 minutes. You cheated.
Las Vegas.
Well, it is. I mean, that whole state is like one big Gold's Gym, you know? I mean, it's crazy. But I guess you're lucky if you live there right now. Well, we're awfully lucky to have Dr. James Hill. Jim Hill is a professor of pediatrics and medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He's the author of State of Slim, How to Fix That Metabolism. Now, this is sort of a Colorado diet, and we just can't wait to hear some of these secrets and words of wisdom from Dr. Hill. First, Dr. Hill, welcome to Her Radio. We're so pleased you're here, and let's launch into it. Let's share right off the bat two things that you think just make that book so unique that will help women who are trying to take better care of themselves.
Pam, first of all, we talk about weight loss, but that's the easy part. It's really a book that shows you how not to just lose it, but to keep it off. And so many of your listeners have lost that 20, 30 pounds over and over and over because they only got part of the story, the lose it. There's another part, that's the keep it off. And that's the first thing. Second thing is what we've learned is success is much more about mental preparedness than what you eat and what you exercise. Yes, it's important, but without the mental adjustment, you aren't going to keep it off.
Now, what do you mean by this mental adjustment?
So we start out with motivation. One of the things that we do in the book is to help you understand what your motivation is for weight loss. And what we found is when you really can help someone identify their real motivation, what is it about losing weight that's important to them? It provides motivation for the keeping it off. Motivation for losing weight's real easy. They tell you, man, you look great. Have you lost weight? When you're keeping it off, they say, oh, you look exactly the same. So you've got to dig deep and find that motivation. You've got to be positive. You've got to believe you can do it. People come in and say, I want to go on this diet, but I know I'm not going to succeed. It's going to be too hard. Well, guess what? You don't succeed. Being positive, but being positive and having a plan. And then finally, it's that routines and rituals. We have learned for many years how to do the wrong things, and they become automatic. It's going to take some time, but we show you how to make new healthier habits automatic.
Well, isn't stress resilience a big piece of this? Because you say all these things about, you know, routines, rituals, and all the rest of it, and then all of a sudden something happens. You know, you find your husband in bed with somebody else. You find, you know, your kids in legal trouble, and it goes on. And then you get kicked off track. So what does the book say about that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And again, when it comes to stress, it's not getting rid of stress. Let's face it. We live lives that are going to be stressful. It's how you manage and how you deal with the stress, and that's what we call resiliency. And we talk a lot about a mental approach where you know that these things are going to come up. Let's face it. Hopefully, it's not finding your spouse in bed with someone else, but things are going to come up that make it difficult for you to stick to your habits. And you have to be resilient. You have to learn how to deal with that. And so we give people in the book, a lot of homework around this mental stuff. It's like positivity. Well, how do you become positive? You practice it. And so we give you ways to do that. The thing is, Pam, it takes a while. That's why these short-term programs don't work. They don't give you enough training in the habits, routines, and rituals that these become automatic.
Boy, is that the truth.
Well, he said habits, so how about those six habits, huh, Michelle? Which ones
are they
turning
what
you
are the
on?
Simple six habits, because that's something I really want to know.
You know, Pam, we found that when we had been working for many years with the National Weight Control Registry, which are people that have been successful at long-term weight loss, and these people are all over the country. And when we looked at what people are doing in Colorado, it's very similar. The people in the National Weight Control Registry are living kind of a similar lifestyle to people in Colorado. And so we came up with six things that we think characterize both of these groups. it starts with being active every day. If you don't want to be active every day, you're not gonna lose weight and keep it off. Second is fuel up on real food. Food is fuel for your metabolism. Third is create your own healthy environment. That's you're not going to eat healthy if there's not healthy food in your house. You want to surround yourself with people that value healthy habits. Number four, stay true to your purpose. We help people to understand what is it what's your goal in life? What's really important to you? And how does that tie to losing weight and keeping it off? And it provides amazing motivation. Fifth, believe you can succeed. If you don't believe you're going to succeed, you won't. And the sixth one I really like, it's make healthy living fun. Sometimes when we talk about weight loss, you're looking forward to deprivation and pain, and nobody's going to sign up for that. If you do this right, you're going to live a fun, healthy lifestyle, and that's what people in Colorado do. We do it because it's fun, not because it's healthy.
Oh, heck, I was just, you know, having nightmares of being buried in arugula.
That's what we think, and it's not that at all. If you get it right and get active, you have to eat smarter, no way around it, but you don't have to eat that differently than your friends if you're a little bit smarter about it and you move every day.
So what I'm hearing, Michelle, is that this book, State of Slim, is about not just, you know, this weight loss stuff, you know, kind of been there, done that, but the other half of it, and that is keeping it off. And just like a long-term thing. And then another big, you know, unique qualifier about the State of Slim is how to really become mentally prepared, get that motivation cranking, being, you know, practicing positivity. I like the way you said that, Jim. Practice positivity. Get up in the morning and you got that gratitude going and just make it work one way or the other. The routine, the rituals, get them going. Work with the stress resilience. And I don't know, what are those six habits, Michelle, get you going? Any surprises there for you?
No, not really any surprises, but I'm really fascinated with the metabolism piece of this, because I don't think people realize whether they have a slow metabolism or a fast metabolism or even what a metabolism really is. And I think, you know, Jim, if you can spend just a minute or two explaining that to us, that will be really helpful to our listeners.
Sure. So we do explain that in the book. And when what we say is when you stop moving, your metabolism becomes what we call inflexible. Now, that's not that you burn a few number of calories. In fact, you actually, as you gain weight, you burn more. But an inflexible metabolism is one that can't adjust very well to the kinds of fuel coming in. During the day, we eat, we fast. We eat carb, protein, and fat. And if your metabolism is flexible, you're able to burn whatever comes in. If your metabolism's not flexible, you're stuck more in a fat storing than a fat burning mode. And we explain all this in the book. The way you get a flexible metabolism is to be active. When you stop moving, your metabolism becomes inflexible, and that facilitates weight gain.
Wow. So that's why number one of the six simple habits that keep people in the state of slim is be active every day. And there's that word, Michelle. Again, it's not the Olympic boot camps. It's
right.
It's just getting up, assuming the vertical, and keeping it going throughout the day, the activities of daily living that we talk about so much. Right, Jim?
That's exactly right. And we talk about moving. I don't care how you move your body. Move it every day.
Dance,
okay, I
walk,
love this.
Whatever.
I love it. So here we have the State of Slim. We are so pleased that you have joined us, Dr. James Hill, University of Colorado. The book is The State of Slim. Get on out there and get it and get in your own State of Slim. You got all those secrets from us and from Dr. Hill. So apply it. Make it work for you. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. And you are listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.